ייתן לו. ייתן לו.
בכבוד.
לא, או מה לא?
חכה למישהו.
חכים, הנה, באים, תראה. הנה, דוקטור הגיע.
אוקיי, עכשיו מוכנים.
לא מוכנים, הדוקטור הגיע, רק עכשיו. אתה רוצה לשתות משהו? לא? אתה רוצה לשתות משהו? אתה רואה, הוא רוצה לשתות. לא, אתה רוצה לשתות משהו? למה לא? קשר. How's your father?
Amazing, unbelievable.
אמרת לי, כן, אמרת לי, במוכן.
היום עוד יותר, ראש, ידיים, רגליים, משהו, הרופאים מבינים מה שקורה. Unbelievable.
זכות של אברהם אבינו.
ממש ניסיתי.
אמן. נו, מתי היוצאת של מישהו ממרוקו? אין מחר איזה יוצאת. לא, אף אחד.
קפה.
נו, מי? אמא. כן, כן. זוכר. זוכר, שבוע שעבר.
כן. אני חושב שיש
מזיור
בשבוע הזה,
או, שלום עליכם. חבר. חתם, ממש. אפשר להתחיל?
ומה להתחיל?
אפשר להתחיל?
לא בסדר, מה שאתם אומרים.
With your permission. The permission of Rafi's father-in-law. This week's parasha is called Parashat Yitro. The name of the parasha is really meaningless. We don't know who put the name. Maybe the printer, maybe somebody that just, you know, decided to give the names. So it's not the name of the parasha. Is what the text of this parasha is reading. So Ezra Sofer, she doesn't know when he divided the paragraphs in the Torah, and he decided that every week we should read something from the Torah. He decided this Shabbat we're going to read the Ten Commandments. This is maybe the most important, of course, in our heritage. The way it says in all the books that when Hashem spoke to us, the whole world heard it. This is the proof that it is God here. Because whoever lived that time heard Him. Not only us, we were standing next, so-called, to the microphone, next to the mountain. But everybody heard it. And in time of Gemara, people used to say 10 commandments daily. That's how important the Ten Commandments are. Then some people came and said, no, the whole Torah is Ten Commandments, they canceled it. But they used to say in the Knesset, in the synagogues, every morning, people used to come, used to be Ten Commandments. How important it is. The description of the Gemara, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu arrived and spoke to us and told us what He wants from us. Nevertheless, we're going to read prior to the Ten Commandments a story about Yitro. Of course, first we have to know that the Torah is not a story, it's not a book. It's not a newspaper, it's not an encyclopedia. So if it's holy, if it's written in the Torah, it must be a big message for us. So as introduction, first the Gemara says, you know, this guy's name really and his passport is Mr. Yeter. Since he's going to tell something to Moshe Rabbeinu, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided he's going to add him a letter. And from now on, he's going to be Yitro. But really, on his passport, on his social security card, it was said Yeter. Says the Gemara, well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has experience by adding letters. He did add to Avram. And Avram became Abraham. So, I don't know what it means exactly right now. Maybe at the end of the shiur will understand. But that's what the Gemara says. His name is Yeter, and Hashem, since he did something, Hashem decided to call him Yitro. Now he can have double social security. Double identification he has. The Gemara says, no, he has more, but that's what we need to know for right now. The information about this guy is he was Moshe's father-in-law. The Torah tells us again a story in the beginning of Sefer Shemot. You should know Moshe Rabbeinu went away from Egypt. He was a king in the state of Cush for 40 years. And then he left and he came to the state of country of Midian. Came over there and he stayed at the well. And all of a sudden, seven girls came with sheep. They were the daughters of this guy Yitro. And Moshe was standing by and he was looking. And while he was standing, he saw that the shepherds don't let those girls to get water for the sheep. Not only that, they make fun of them. They threw them into the well with the clothing. So the Torah tells you a story that Moshe went and helped them. And then they went home. And Moshe was still at the well. And they came home. Yitro, the father, asked them surprisingly, came home so early. What happened today? Because daily, they had to wait to be the last one at the well. So the lesson, and a person looked like an Egyptian person came, and he helped us, and he saved us, and he gave water to the sheep. So Yitro said, why don't you go and invite him for dinner? And they went, and Moshe came. Something happened, but at the end, he ate the supper. At the end, after 10 years, he married Yitro's daughter. Her name was Zipporah. They had two children. Okay? So, why do you have to know the story? I don't know. Hashem said to write in the Torah, let me find a story about this guy. Now, says the Torah, this guy Yitro decided to come visit his son-in-law Moshe Rabbeinu. ישמע יתרו כהן מדיין חותן משה כל אשר עשה אלוקים למשה ולישראל לעמו כי יוציא השם את ישראל ממצרים. He heard Hashem splitting Yam Suf. Millions of Egyptians died. He heard that Amalek came and attacked Israel and Israel survived even though they had no experience, no army. He decided he wants to come to see his son-in-law Moshe, and along with him he brings Moshe's wife that stayed in her father's house while Moshe spent his time in Egypt to redeem his nation and the two children coming to see Moshe. Says the Gemara, you should know Am Israel, millions of them were covered by a cloud, like we call America a fog. There's a fog outside. But constantly 40 years was a fog around the nation. No one should know what's going on inside. Some people went outside, but no one could go inside. So Yitro, this guy Moshe's father, is coming to see Moshe, and he can't get in. He sees a cloud, a fog in front of him. It says the Gemara that he took an arrow, a bow and arrow, and he wrote a little piece of paper. He says, I am your father-in-law. I got with me your wife and your two children. Please, I can't get in. Please come get us in. Says the Gemara, Moshe said, no, I have no time for my father-in-law. It's too much in my head, you know, to rule the Jewish people. He says, I don't know. I'm not up to it. So my father-in-law came to see me, I understand. Yes, I have to respect my father-in-law. But listen, I'm the president of Am Israel, I'm the king now. I can't go outside. Can't go outside? What should I do? I will wait outside. And all of a sudden, I get a text message from Hashem. It says, your father-in-law is outside. He's a true person. Go get him right away. Says the Torah, Moshe went to get him. Says the Gemara, everybody asks Moshe, where are you going? Moshe, where are you going? Can't live without you. He said, well, my father-in-law is there, outside. Immediately his brother Aaron accompanied him And when the two walked towards the end of the camp to get out of the fog, all of a sudden behind them, hundreds of thousands of people, they're all curious to see, where is Moshe going? Moshe goes, he sees his father-in-law, Talmud Torah tells us the meeting. Description of the meeting. Moshe bowed down to his father-in-law and Moshe kisses his father-in-law. Again, why not? Why the Torah has to write in the text exactly what happened when Moshe met his father-in-law. That's so important to have in the Torah. It's the book. You know, you want a book, fiction, non-fiction, you write this nonsense. Right? Somebody met his friend, he bowed down to him, he kissed him, he hugged him. It's not Torah. To emphasize, you should know, Moshe went, bowed down to the guy, first he doesn't want to go even see him. Not because he doesn't want to go. He says he's too busy to go. But now when he got the command from Hashem, go see him, bowed down to him, kisses him. He says, listen, come. Says the Gemara, he took him to a tent. Says the Gemara, what was the tent? Says the Gemara, the tent was like the synagogue, Beit HaKnesset. Synagogue, Moshe goes, just come, I want to talk to you. But talk to me. Says the Gemara, he talks to him. Says the Torah, he tells him certain things. He tells him what happened. He tells him, no, there are millions of people now in the desert. Just either 2.4 million or 3.6 million Egyptians that came along with us. Besides all the children and elderly, and you know what we eat from Shamayim every day in the morning, something called man, like popcorn, comes down and every the whole nation eat. So what do we drink? I said, we have a special well that the well walks around with us. And Yitro was very excited. He says, really? Millions of people? He says, you have enough food, enough water? Says the Torah, Vayichad Yitro. Yitro says to Moshe Rabbeinu, you know what? I'm going to become a Jew right now. Where is the Mount Sinai hospital here? Where is the Mohel? I'm becoming a Jew. After what you tell me, I have to be a Jew. Says the Gemara, don't think that this guy is an idiot. This guy was the head of the state of Midian, current Midian. This guy, says the Gemara, was a very smart person that always tried to find God. Want to know who is God? Who is Hashem? So he went and he worshipped all the statues in the world. He tried Buddha, he tried this, he tried this. Nonsense. You have to understand, the time, those statues had a tremendous power. It's not like today. Today is a joke. You go to China, you buy a statue, you say, it's my God. That's stupid. Those days, the statues had some kind of power. It wasn't just, you know, a piece of metal. Because certain powers upstairs, or certain angels, injected power in those statues. And Yitro investigated, says the Gemara, all the statues in the world. And then he quit. But he became atheist. He didn't believe in them, he didn't believe in Hashem. Now he said he wants to convert right now. He asked Moshe, can you give me a knife? Who is the Mohel? He's doing Brit Milah. Vayichad Yitro, says the Gemara, Evir Sakin al Besaro, became a Jew. Says why? The Torah says why. Vayichad Yitro, says the Torah, you know why he became a Jew? Al Kol HaTovah, on all the good things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. Says the Gemara, what is it? Be specific. Exactly what made you decide that you want to become a Jew? Says the Gemara, says three things. First is that he heard everybody has enough food. Daily they get food from the sky like rain. And then they have the well. And then Moshe also told him about the Torah. Torah. What's so great about Torah? He says, a non-Jew comes over to you. He says, I want to tell you about the Torah. I says, listen. Tell me something better. What Torah? Torah is good for somebody, for us, you know, Jews, we believe it's a good thing that we got the Torah. But again, not all of us believe it's good for us. Oh, I think it's obligation. It's obligation. If God wants me to do this way, okay, God is the boss. If I want to follow His commands, who knows what He's going to do to me? But that is so good for me, Torah. This is Torah, no. Yitro said, I have to become a Jew right away. So Moshe said, why do I have to become a Jew right away? He said, I heard what you said. You told so many good things. The well, the food, and the Torah, I'm converted. So the Torah, continue the Torah, that Yitro says, Baruch Hashem. Yitro said before, after, he said, thank God. Asher yitzil etchem miyad Mitzrayim, miyad Paro, Asher yitzil etam mitachad yad Mitzrayim. Now I know God is God. Says the Gemara, shame on Moshe. Shame on Am Yisrael. None of them said, thank God. Like we said in America, gracias a Dios. No one said, thank God. We said, as Yashir. We said, we sang to Hashem, He saved us from the Egyptians. But the words to say, thank God, no one said. This guy, Yitro says it. How can it be? How can it be? This guy was a goy. It's just, you know, as much as father-in-law, with all the respect, nothing. You know, he just heard the story. When he heard the story, he said, thank God. He says, we experienced the story. None of us said thank God. Says the Gemara, shame on us, shame on Moshe Rabbeinu. Shame on you people. See, Jewish people didn't say thank you. Says this guy, how can it be? Something is wrong. So, continue the Torah and says, you know, after he converted, so-called, he had the Brit Milah, he went over there to the mikveh, he says, no, okay, now I have to sacrifice to Hashem. A convert is obligated to bring a sacrifice to God, to Hashem. Says the Torah, what happened was, that after he sacrificed it, so they made like a feast, like dinner for everybody. התורה ויבוא אהרון וכל זקני ישראל לאכול לחם וחותן משה לפני האלוקים and says sit down on the table Yitro was sitting and among the people that came to share the dinner was אהרון הכהן Moshe's brother and the court system זקנים comes the Gemara and says where is Moshe says the Gemara you know who Moshe is? Moshe is the waiter. Moshe serves. The king serves. Says the Gemara, Hashem omitted Moshe's name on purpose. Whoever participated in the party, they should ask the question, where's Moses? I says, Moses is the waiter. Moshe Rabbeinu is the waiter. He couldn't find a waiter. Or no Alberto, no Carlos. Moshe has to be the waiter. And the Torah wants you to know it. To emphasize, only Aaron and the people sat down with the table. Moshe is not there. Continue the Torah again. We have to know what's the purpose of the story, who cares about it, what you have to learn from it, what's the message. The next morning, it's not the next. The way it says in the Torah, Mochorat Yom Kippur says after Moshe came down with the second set of the tablets of the Luchot, Eshev Moshe lishpot et ha'am. Moshe sit down and he judges the people. Judges the people. Yamot ha'am al Moshe min ha'boker ad ha'arev. The Torah says that a big line of people standing in front of Moshe, arguments, disagreement. So Moshe's father Yitro came over and says, Moshe, what is this line? It just came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, spending 120 days upstairs. Why don't you go home? Moshe says, I can't go home. Look at the line of the people. They all come to me, I sit over here, and they argue about this, about that, and I try to tell them who is right, who is wrong. So Yitro says, you can't do this by yourself, you do this. You're going to die. I'm going to die. Yitro says, you're going to die. And they're going to die too. Why are they going to die? They're also going to die. He says, let me tell you something. Again, usually father-in-law doesn't think so highly about his son-in-law. Besides, half his father-in-law, he always thinks highly about something. But usually, father-in-law thinks that son-in-law is could be better person. Yitro, you know, Moshe's father-in-law, with all the respect, was a non-Jew, just converted, comes over to Moshe and says, "You don't know what you're doing. I don't know what I'm doing, huh? I just took those millions of people out of Egypt. I crossed Yam Suf with them. I feed them. I give them to drink. I put them inside a cloud. You know better than me." He says, "Yeah, I know better than you." I said, "Let me tell you, you're going to die." "I'm going to die. Why? Because I sit by myself and I judge, I'm going to die." "You're going to die." "What should I do?" Yitro says, "This is what I tell you. First of all, you have to appoint other people to help you. And also, I tell you something else. Vodata la'emet ha'derech yilchuba et ha'maseh asher ya'asun." This is the Gemara. Yitro told Moshe, "Listen, I want to tell you something. Before that you want to become a judge, you have to teach the nation certain things. You know, some people don't feel well. Make sure other people go visit them. You know, when you judge, sometimes don't be so strict. Do mishurat hadin. Don't be strict. Don't say the judge is strict but fair. Don't be strict, don't be fair. Be lenient. You know, be mercy. Don't be tough. Be easy." He says, "No, but you finished Harvard University. But you know what to say." "Who asks you what to say? Who cares what you say? Moshe Rabbeinu knows better than you. Trust me." He tells Moshe what to do. He says, "You know what, Moshe? Call 800 God. Ask him." Says the Gemara, Moshe did call HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the hotline. Ask him, "My father-in-law says that I'm going to die. And the nation is going to die. He told me to appoint judges. Should I listen to him?" Hashem said, "Yeah. Father-in-law knows what he's doing. How can it be?" Very strange. He knows, Moshe doesn't know. He tells Moshe, "You're going to die, and the nation will die. The nation will die." The Torah and Parashat Balotcha tells us, you should know, that we're on the edge to go to Eretz Israel. Yitro is there, and he wants to go home. He said, "I'm going home to convert my family, to convince my people to convert." Moshe said, "Listen, don't go yet. Come with us, because once you gave us a good advice, and God agreed with you, Hashem agreed with you, and you know the way to here, please." He said, I'm not staying, I'm going home." So Moshe tries to bribe him. Moshe tells him, "You know what? You're going to get to Israel, we're going to give you a piece of land there." Yitro said, "I'm not in real estate. I'm in computers. I don't need real estate from you. Goodbye." He left. Yeah. Again, Torah is not a storybook. Who cares? The dialogue, the argument. He's going to go to Israel. He's not going to go to Israel. He's going to get the real estate in Israel. Moshe promised him real estate. Can't promise a non-Jew or a convert piece of real estate in Israel. Can't. You know, it's a very funny thing. There's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch and the Gemara. You may not tell a goy on Shabbat to do something for you if it's forbidden for you directly. You can't tell a goy on Shabbat, "Listen, can you put the light for me? Can you cook for me?" You can't do it. There's only one thing you can tell a goy on Shabbat to do for you. Only one thing. Directly. Tell him, "Go get a piece of paper. Go get a pen. Go write the contract. I'm going to buy a house from an Arab." Right. It's the only thing the Gemara says how important it is to have a piece of land in Israel. How important it is to redeem the land from the Arabs. Says the Gemara, you're never allowed to tell a goy, a non-Jew, directly, "Go do this for me on Shabbat." Only one thing you're allowed to tell him. "Go get a piece of paper and pen. Right now, a contract between me and this Hawaja, that I'm buying his house. After Shabbat, I'll give him the money." That's how important it is. You can't sell. They're not allowed to sell an apartment or real estate to a goy in Israel. You're not allowed to. Now somebody called me from Ramleh. A lady called me from Ramleh. I said, "I don't know what to do." She said, "What's your problem?" She said, "I live in Ramleh. And Yimach Shemam, the Arabs, they send somebody, you know, from the left, that he wants to buy an apartment. An apartment building. He buys the apartment. At the closing, he writes it on Abdullah or on Muhammad. And that person, the Arab, goes inside the apartment building. And he runs in the hallway with the pajamas, which we call PGs. Immediately, everybody wants to sell his apartment. They sell the apartment, building after building in Ramleh, in Akko, Haifa. They take it away from the Jews. They pay. But the price goes down because nobody wants to buy it. But you're not allowed, according to Halakha, you're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to sell any piece of real estate to a non-Jew in Israel. You're not allowed to. The mitzvah is to redeem. Here comes Moshe and tells Yitro, I can't do it. Can't do it also. Can. You have to have heritage. That you go to the 12 tribes. Otherwise you can. Yes, you're allowed to buy. But they're not allowed to sell you. If a convert, yes, you're allowed to buy. They'll sell you. But you can't give it free. You can't tell it, or if you come to Israel, I'll give you a piece of land. Says the Gemara, yeah. You know what? His grandchildren came to Israel, they got a piece of land in Yericho. Dufsha shel Yericho. So why Moshe? Tell him, tries to bribe him. I'll give you a piece of real estate in Israel. Come with us. And again, my Torah has to tell you these stories. One more piece of information. In Sefer Bereshit Rabotai, Torah tells us a story about the first Jew, Abraham Avinu. First, we have to know the truth about our great-grandfather Abraham. He used to worship idols. The question is, until what age? Minimum 3, maximum 40. The Rambam says until age 40, Avraham Avinu was a wishy-washy about God. Wishy-washy about. But for sure, he did worship idols. Again, maybe just age 3. Okay. And he grew and grew and grew. At the age of 100, he made Brit Milah. 99, I'm sorry. Age 99, he had Brit Milah. 99. He doesn't feel well. He's bleeding. He wants to have some guest in his house. Says the Torah, "Vayira elav Hashem elonim amrei v'hu yoshev petach ha'ol k'chom hayom." Avraham Avinu, 99 years old, sits at the door of his tent, boiling hot outside. Says the Gemara, burning outside. He's watching, he's looking to see maybe he has guests. All of a sudden he feels that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God, is coming to visit him. He wants to stand up in respect of God. He says the Gemara, Hashem told him, sit down. Don't worry about it. He says, why am I sit down? I want to tell you something. One day your great-grandchildren will get to Israel. And they'll have Bet HaMikdash, the temple. Over there in one of the rooms is going to be the Sanhedrin, the Supreme Court. In Supreme Court, all the judges sit, but me, God, I stand next to them. That's what we say is Mor Shir, Yom Shlishi, Elokim Nitzav Badat Kel, Bekerev Elohim Mishpot. It says this is Hashem is around the judges. Okay. So continue the Torah. Torah tells you the story. Abraham is sitting, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is visiting him. And all of a sudden, he looks, he sees 3 people coming. The 3 people, 3 angels, dressed like Arabs. Abraham ran. He says, come. Please, be my guest. Come, he calls them. He tells them, listen, why don't you sit under the tree? It's too hot outside. My air conditioner is off. And I'll get you some piece of bread. And somebody please bring water for them to wash their feet. In the meantime, the Torah tells you, he ran and he slaughtered some meat for them. And he gives them to it. Read the story. Comes the Gemara and tell us, listen, I want to tell you something. And since we all do know, we read last week Parasha, Hashem gave us man, food in the desert. Hashem gave us well in the desert. Hashem surrounded us with a cloud, with fog in the desert. Hashem gave us meat in the desert. As it came out, our grandfather, when he took care of those three false guests, looked at Arabs, ran while he was bleeding after his brit milah. Was hot outside. People he doesn't know. He says, come, I want to give you food. Sit down, I'll give you water. Says the Gemara, Hashem told Abraham, Chayecha, I swear in your life, you went out of your way and you took those three really fakers into your house and you slaughtered for them meat, bull, and you gave them water. And you said to your wife, go bake fresh pita for them. I'm going to give your children in the desert those things. He says, why? We read in the Torah that we had 40 years food. This is the root of Moshe, true, says the Gemara. But the root, who is the person that was able, so-called, to connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to give us, via Moshe, our grandfather Abraham. Because of him we got food, because of him we got water, because of him we got the cloud, because of him we got the meat. So that's the story that we read a few months ago in the Torah. It says, oh, listen, Abraham this, Abraham that. It's true. Abraham did everything. But the Kadosh Baruch Hu writes it in the Torah to tell you that a few months later you read in the Torah, listen, coming out of Egypt, what are they going to eat 40 years in the desert? What are they going to drink 40 years in the desert? How are they going to survive in the desert? Says the Zuchut, the merit of Abraham Avinu. Comes the Gemara and says, let me tell you something else. You know, this is Parashah, Moshe Rabbeinu is going up to Shamayim to get the Torah. Then he's going to get the tablets as well. The Luchot. Says the Gemara, Moshe goes to the sky. He spends 120 days. And he reaches so-called the chair of Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu is there, that he has the tablets. There are a few angels standing by. He says, excuse me, passport. A visa to come here? Moshe said, I'm going to speak to the boss. He said, oh no. So one to the other, just burn him. This man thinks it's a joke. Go speak to God. Says the Gemara, at that moment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu called the angels. And while he was calling them, he changes the face of Moshe a little bit to look like Abraham. So we asked the angels, what's the problem with this guy outside? He said, we're not going to let him go inside. Ma'elu disha beninu. Is this a man from earth? What is from Mars? He wants to see God. Not let him. Hashem said, did you look at him, at his face, thoroughly? Can you look at him again? He said, oh. So Hashem said, you know what he looks like? I said, yeah. You know, a few hundred years ago, we came downstairs, he had brit milah, he was bleeding, we came to visit him, he sent us to visit him, and he gave us food. He said, he gave you food, you downstairs. Where is your appreciation? The obligation to appreciate what he did for you. Says the Gemara, they opened the door, he says, Moshe, go. Go speak to the boss. So actually, says the Gemara, if somebody is going to ask us, there's a chut in this week's parasha that Moshe went up to Shamayim and survived. He came down, came up again, came down, came up. This Parashat Kitisa goes, it says the tablets, the Torah, we got the zechut Abraham. The end of the day, everything is Abraham Avinu. The food in the desert, the water in the desert, the cloud in the desert, the meat in the desert, and the tablets, the luchot. Everything is zechut Abraham. Comes the Gemara and says, now let me tell you something about Moshe's father-in-law. The information that we have, the first information that we have, is after Moshe left the state of Cush, came to Midian, he saw seven girls with the sheep standing next to the well. The shepherds did not let him to go take water. Moshe went, helped them. Yitro goes, they come home. Yitro asked them, how come it's so early? I said, this is an Egyptian guy helped us. Yitro said, go get him right away to give him some, I want to give him dinner. sounds like a grandfather Abraham. And this was his test. This was his ideas in his head all the time. Abraham Avinu wanted to have guests, wanted to do kindness and mercy for people. Moshe came to the house. 10 years later, he got married, stayed in his father's house. Says the Gemara, Moshe was a Jew. You know, he prays, he knows certain things. Yitro was an atheist. He says, what this guy is doing in my house? Praying to God, staying up the night, learning, praying, learning. This, he wants to have kosher food. Says the Gemara, Yitro did not say one word. He says, my guest, it's my guest. True, it's my son-in-law too, but he's a guest. Won't say nothing to him. Fed him, give him to eat, give him to drink, give him a bed. He says, respect him. And says the Gemara, said, let me tell you something. Be zechut in the marriage. Yitro did it. His great-grandchildren are going to be judges in the Supreme Court in Beit HaMikdash. He says, rings the bell. I bet the same was God Hashem told Abraham at the Brit Milah. While Abraham was busy, he's going to be busy, he's looking for guests. He says, you're looking for guests. You want to do kindness. Those are the people who should be judges. Says the Gemara, tyrannical, stern people never were elected to be judges. Says the Gemara, Hashem does not like strict people. Hashem loves people with mercy and kindness. Like he has mercy and kindness. He wants us to follow him. You can't be tough. Hashem hates tough people. You have to be very merciful, very kind. While Abraham is 99 years old, has Brit Milah, is bleeding, hot outside, looking for a guest. We're looking for a guest now. Go and enjoy yourself. Go now to Switzerland, the Alps, good air over there. In your age, go play golf someplace. What is he doing? All his life. Says the Torah. He had food for people, drink for people. People slept in his house. It's in that moment that he tries harder. Because he doesn't feel so well. Hashem granted him. He said, listen, because what you do now, your children are going to have food in the desert. They're going to have water in the desert. They're going to have a cloud in the desert. They're going to have meat in the desert. And eventually, great-grandson Moshe will get the tablets for me. Says the Gemara, look at the information that we have on this guy. Says the Gemara, wait, one more information I want to tell you. I'm going to share with you. Says the Gemara, listen, when after Yosef died and all the tribes died, Paro called up an emergency meeting in his cabinet, and he has three advisors. He says, I'm going to do something to the Jewish nation, but I want to be sure that Hashem should not punish us. Well, we all do know Hashem promised not to bring a flood. So it means Hashem will not punish with water. So therefore, I think, Paro said, we should take all the Jewish babies, throw them into the Nile. She said, come out, three advisors. One was Bilam. Bilam said, Yavol. The first Hitler, Yavol. Iyov was sitting over there. Iyov said, I don't want to say my opinion, I'm afraid of God. Yitro, Moshe's father, was there. Says the Gemara, he told Paro, excuse me, I have to excuse myself for a minute. Goes downstairs, on his cell phone Moshe Mover. He says, Moshe, come right away with the truck. I'm running away from Egypt. This guy is crazy. He wants to do something against God. Okay. Wait what God's going to do for him. Run. Says the Gemara, Yitro Shebarach. Yitro ran away. Zachu Bnei Banav. His great-grandchildren are going to be judges in the holiest of the holiest, called Shkata Gazit, in the temple. Like Abraham Avinu. Ran away from people that wanted to do Abraham Avinu. Abraham Avinu left Iraq, or Kazim, went to Haran, ran away. So why are you running? He says, his father took him. He says, this guy Nimrod is crazy. Rebels against God. He says, Yitro said, I want to convert my family. I'm not staying with you, Moshe. Like Abraham Avinu. Wants to convert the whole world. He says, when Moshe meets him, Moshe hugs him, gives him a kiss, bow down to him. You know this guy? This guy is my father-in-law. You know what my father-in-law is? My father-in-law is like Abraham Avinu.
And he says, whatever Hashem promised Avraham Avinu, that he will have children, judges. Why my children judges? Because Hashem said, you know why I love Avraham so much? Because Avraham is going to teach his children Lasot Tzedakah U'Mishpat. His children is going to be righteous, honest. But there will be mercy like the grandfather Avraham, and they will be judges. Sit, Avraham. I want to tell you, I'm going to be next to your children in the Holy Temple in Beit HaMikdash. Because what you want to do for others, how important for you is to see in the desert maybe somebody needs food. Here comes the Torah and tells you, let me tell you about this guy, Yitro. Let me tell you. Yitro comes, and Moshe tells him, listen, I want to tell you something. He says, what? He says, we have so much food in the desert. Yitro says, oh yeah? Interesting. Sounds familiar to me. That's what it is. What's the food? What merit you have food, you know? Because your great-grandfather gave food to the angels. Moshe said, you know what? We have water. Yitro said, you know what? Your grandfather gave water to the angels. Moshe said, you know what? We got the Torah. Yitro said, yeah, you know what? Because your great-grandfather, he gave food to the angels. That's why it didn't happen. I says, what's so good about Torah? What's so good about Torah? Come Shlomo HaMelech tells you, listen, Rabotai, you think Torah is obligation? No. He says, Torah is medicine. Torah is not obligation. Torah is a privilege. Let's speak parasha. Hashem tells us, if you keep the mitzvot, Torah says Shlomo HaMelech Yifut Lesharecha. This is medicine. This is the Gemara. Achash Berosh Asok B'Torah. You have a headache. It says, oh, it's a new Tylenol in the market now. It's over the counter. You understand? Over the counter is Torah. Says the Gemara, Chash Beroshu, you have a headache. Torah, start learning something. The headache will disappear. Because you have to know what to learn, how to learn. I'd like to share with you a story. Happened 2 weeks ago in Israel. 2 weeks ago in Israel, somebody came to Abraham Kanievsky. He is the chief of Bnei Brak with his son. He said, Rabbi, he just came from the doctor. The doctor said, my son has a tumor, malignant tumor on his foot. Can you help us? Rabbi said, you want to know something? There's a Gemara, it's called Baba Kama. In the Shas, the second chapter, it's called Ketzad HaRegel. The chapter talks about the foot of an animal. When the animal damages something with the foot, how much he has to pay, where, what to do, if she kicked, if she didn't kick, if she stepped, if she didn't step. He said, go learn this. He says, excuse me, Rabbi. Give us a blessing, you know, we want to give you some money. He said, I don't take money. I told you, go with your son, go learn this chapter about the foot. 2 weeks later, they come back to Chaim Kanievsky, the rabbi. He said, just came from the MRI. Disappeared. This is fresh from the oven now. Last Shabbat, somebody came to my house in Mansi. I was Shabbat in Mansi. Somebody came to me and said, my son cannot walk on his foot. I went to Abraham Kanievsky. He told me, learn this chapter. So he told me, we told him, we just learned it. He said, you know what? Once you learn another halakha that talks about going with your feet to the Holy Temple, Lalot LaRegel. So Moshe told this to listen, you don't understand. Torah is not obligation. Hashem doesn't care less. You eat, you drink, you do kiddush, you shake lulav. You blow shofar, you sit in the sukkah, you eat matzah, it doesn't care less. This is a privilege. When you're learning something, it's going to heal you. And says, Yitro heard it, he says, okay, I'm doing Brit Milah. No, he did Brit Milah. And Brit Milah went, when he heard about those things that really our great grandfather did, he says, ah. So he comes to Moshe and says, listen, Moshe, I want to tell you something. He says, what is this? He says, listen, I'm judging everybody. Judging everybody. He says, what's wrong with you? Let me tell you something, Moshe. If you go to teach them manners and behavior, the line is going to shrink. Go tell them to be kind to each other. Go tell them to give up. Go tell them to go visit sick people. Go tell people not to be tough. He says, I'm his son-in-law. Yeah, but I am, that's your grandfather, Abraham Avinu. You want to know something? Says the Gemara. The first person ever that called God, my master, was Abraham Avinu. Here comes the Gemara and says, you know, all of Israel, including Moshe, say, as Yashir, yeah. All saying, did anybody come and say, thank God? No one. This guy said it. Because that's what he has in his head. Mercy and kindness. Then you know there's a both substance. Because you have to imitate the Kadosh Baruch Hu. You have to be kind and mercy because that's what God is all about. He's very merciful. He's very kind. He said, if you don't want, he says, you're going to die and the whole nation will die. Go ask God. Ask God if I'm right or wrong. He says, the Torah, yeah, Moshe asked God. He said, yeah, you know what? Moshe is toughy. This is why Moshe is a tough person. Moshe is a tough person, says the Torah, you know, it was a party. Yitro made a party. Became a Jew. Says the Torah, you know, Yitro sits at the table together with the Aharon and everybody. Says the Torah, where is Moshe? Where is this guy Moshe now? You know who Moshe is? Moshe is the waiter. You know why? Because his father-in-law, imitates Moshe's grandfather. He's like Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu. And he says, I have to be like Avraham Avinu. He says, I'll sit at the table. So Moshe, the king, becomes a waiter. That shows mercy. That shows kindness. That's what Avraham did. Avraham did. He ran away. He prepared the meat. He wanted to give those fake guests, those angels, food. He says, that's your job in this world. He says, Abraham Vital, first you start in your own house. It's not, honey, give me tea. Honey, I finished the meat. Honey, why don't you wash the dishes? Honey, why don't you take the garbage outside? Honey, why don't you brush my shoes? Honey, why don't you take myself to the cleaner? Honey, you have to say this. Honey, I do it for you. Honey, don't wash the dishes. Honey, don't take the cleaner. I take the cleaner. Honey, I take the garbage. Came Rosh Hashiva tells, a lady came to him and said, you know, we just got married and my husband said it's not his respect to take the garbage outside. In Cleveland, Ohio. Rosh Hashiva, as a motra gift to her, said, really? That's what he said? He said, yeah. The next morning, 7 o'clock in the morning, the guy is still in bed. Somebody knocks on the door. The guy jumps out of the bed. Who is it? He said, this is the garbage collector, the Rosh Hashiva. Mordechai Gifter, as my name is. I came to pick up the garbage. I heard it's not a respect for you, it's a respect for me. I want to help your wife. This is Abraham Avinu. This is Yitro, you should know. This is. This is Yitro tells Moshe, he said, you're going to die. If you're going to be toughy, let me tell you something. Go tell your nation to be nice to each other. To be merciful to each other. Go visit sick people. Go do this. You'll survive. If not, Hashem said, you know, he's right. And Moshe tells Israel, listen, why don't you come along with us to Israel, you know? You sound like my grandfather Abraham. I'm sure I can give you a piece of land over there. Even though you're a convert, and a convert doesn't get anything, you're very special. Says the Gemara, That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu added a letter to Yitro. His name was originally Yeter. Hashem says, you know what? I have to add a letter to you. A vav. Secret one vav. He has also some kind spark of kind. The kind had the vav on his forehead. He says to the Gemara, like Hashem added a letter to Abraham, Hashem added a letter to Yitro. What has to do with anything? If Hashem added a letter to Abraham, he said, Yitro, how come he didn't add a letter to somebody else? No, because Yitro is the concept of Abraham Avinu. The same idea exactly. It says to be very kind, very generous to the ones that really you don't care so much. Here comes Purim. Says the Gemara, Mishloch Mod Ishtareu. Says in Purim, we have a mitzvah. Mordechai, Esther, Mary, they know you should send each other Mishloch Manot, Secha, Mimiyai, to who? Or to my best friend. No. To your best friend, they never met, meant it. Big deal. His best friend is in the basket. Big deal. What about the guy you don't get along so much and you don't like him? He is not your type. This is the one you send Mishloch Manot. Not your best friend. Your best friend you don't send Mishloch Manot. He's your best friend anyway. You have to get the best friend, the one that you don't get along with him.
That's what Yitro told Moshe Rabbeinu. See this line of people arguing? Because of you. Because you're too tough. Because you sit over there and you judge them. Why don't you try to become a mediator? Why don't you try to tell them, compromise, give up, teach them to be merciful? You're not going to have a line of people sitting in front of you. I mean, say, this is our problem. This is our problem. And if we fix it, we shall come up with a minute on it.
Amen.